cast to his waist, and he doesn't ever bend his knees. Bob Gibson for you here on KFFR. Getting in the mood for ski season. That's right, I said it first. Ski season, and Bob Gibson from his Ski Songs album. That is Bend in His Knees. And I know all you guys are out there getting conditioned, and you're going to bend your knees. But if you don't, you're lucky, because we've got Lexa Johnson in this town right now, and she is a certified nurse practitioner working with Dr. Adams Wilson and Steamboat Orthopedic Spine Institute right here in Fraser, Colorado, and she's come into the studio to say hello. So, hi.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you in here. How are you doing?
Doing well today. Just enjoying the summer. It's been really nice.
Have you been getting out there?
I have. We've been really busy this summer, just mountain biking and trail running a bunch and camping as much as possible.
Mm. Where's your favorite striking distance camping?
Well, I do love the Sunken Bridges trailhead if you're going to go close to home, which is really nice. And then Corona Pass is really nice as far as close to home. And then I always love camping over in Steamboat or Snowmass.
That's right. You guys have an office in Steamboat, right?
Yes, we are.
So do you get to work over there sometimes?
Just once in a while for trainings and refreshings. It's always nice to go visit the headquarters over there, and it's a really pretty town.
Yeah, it is. And I bet you bring your mountain bike. Yes. You know, if you got to go over there anyway, right?
Yes, always bring the bike with us.
So you've been working with the Spine Institute. They have an office here. What kind of clientele do you serve in Fraser?
Mm-hmm. I see all sorts of clientele in Fraser, everything from new patients, initial visits, to following through with imaging results and follow-ups, to post-op appointments after they've already had their surgery with Dr. Wilson, bringing them back into the office, making sure they're getting their range of motion and strength back, and everything's going well. So injuries to joint replacements, spine.
When is somebody like injured enough to come see? Do you have to wait till you've been dragged down the hill on a toboggan, or what do you think about that? What's the point where you should go get checked up?
That's an excellent question. To me, if it's interfering with your quality of life, you should come and see us. So some people.
So can you work on an entire skeleton then? I'm just kidding.
We just might need to take the morning to do it instead of one appointment slot, but we could do it all.
Okay, so any discomfort like that's really interfering with your hiking or whatever,
yeah.
Whatever you need to do, which we're all out here because we love the outdoors, right?
Absolutely, and we like to see our patients staying active and staying outside doing the activities that they love. So.
Talking to Nurse Lexa Johnson now, I see that you have these letters by your name, which I know they mean that you've become certified at different things, right? FNPC and ENPC. What are those?
Those are correct. So I'm Family Nurse Practitioner Board Certified. It means that I did the program to become a family nurse practitioner, completed all of my clinical hours, and then sat for a board certification exam. And after taking that exam, I did more clinical hours and special courses in emergency medicine.
Okay.
Did more rotations in the emergency departments in Atlanta, where I went to nursing school and became board certified in emergency nurse practitioner.
That must have been kind of intense.
It was really intense. Atlanta's an interesting place to learn medicine, and I wouldn't have traded it for anything. It was great.
Talk about some of your experiences. What did you see there?
So Atlanta, bunch of gunshots, car wrecks. They have this huge trauma-only part of their emergency department, which is really interesting.
And were you working in there?
I did have some rotations in there, as mm-hmm. well as the medical part of the emergency department. So definitely a lot of trauma, but also was surprised how far people drive to be seen in Atlanta from all over the Southeast. So we would see people from Tennessee and Alabama, Mississippi. They just would drive.
How can you handle being in that situation just out of curiosity? Is it special mindset? Do you get to leave it at the door? How's that work?
I really enjoy the emergency setting because it does require you to focus on what's important. And sometimes it draws a more big picture aspect as far as you have to recognize what is causing the problem and solve it. So I really enjoy the decision making that goes beyond it, but you do have to have some sort of practice to leave it at the door and separate and be able to go home and be home
and not get grossed out at human body
yeah.
parts.
I've been told that I'm not allowed to talk about work at the dinner table.
That makes sense to me,
yeah.
Lexa, for sure. So then you worked as a general in a general practitioner office in Craig, is that right?
I did. I worked in family medicine in Craig, which was an amazing place to learn medicine as far as a rural town, because I was given a lot of autonomy. There were a couple times where I would turn to my supervisor and say, "Wait, I'm supposed to
We need a doctor here."
Shouldn't they go see a psychiatrist? And she'd say, "Well, welcome to rural medicine. The list is 4 months. They have you."
Yeah.
So it was a really phenomenal opportunity.
And, you know, I find a lot of doctor's offices that I've been through that the nurse practitioners do almost all of the work. I'm sorry. I don't know. You know, I'm not saying anything about Dr. Wilson here, but, you know, you guys do a lot of stuff.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's a great career, and I'm very fortunate to be where I am.
Do you feel, Lexa, do you feel like you're appreciated? I mean, I know when I'm in a situation where I'm interacting with nurses, I try to be really respectful and thank them for what they're doing, because it seems like it's a kind of a job pretty close to a doctor, but you don't get the glory and the money.
I definitely feel appreciated. I think in this county, I've worked all over the country. I've worked on the Front Range. I've worked in Craig, as you mentioned, and in Atlanta. I feel so appreciated here, and I love our patients here and working with people in this county. I think to me, that is what makes a difference, and that's what keeps me coming into my job.
Talking to Lexa Johnson, she is a nurse practitioner with Steamboat Orthopedic Spine Institute, and they are right here in Fraser, Colorado. Where are you? Where's your office?
We are right next we're right next to Safeway.
Oh, okay.
Upstairs across from the Fraser Medical Clinic. So okay. It's a great lunch spot.
It is. I go over there all the time. Chooch, my dog, loves hanging out, and he likes to walk around the lake there. So that's awesome. I wanted to ask you about ski patrol. So you're a part-time ski patroller up at Winter Park?
I am.
What's that like?
It's been the best experience. I love all the people on ski patrol. It's a lot of really fun personalities, big personalities. But to me, it has been the most special experience as far as getting to be part of the mountain in a new way and being involved in opening the mountain and being involved in maintaining it and keeping it safe and seeing all of the little duties and the pieces of work that you don't always take and appreciate when you're a skier.
Yeah, it's a big machine.
It is a big machine.
I had a buddy that was on ski patrol at Highlands, and they even made the signs. They made the trail signs and everything. I don't know what you guys do, but you know, it's a big job for sure. And so dealing with emergencies on the hill must be kind of cool too.
It is pretty wild. It's definitely a different degree, especially being out in the elements, the cold and the wind, and then in the summer being out on bikes.
Oh yeah, are you there? You're working part time in the summer too. Ski patrol on bikes?
Bike patrol, yes.
Is it same umbrella, same office, everything?
Yeah, same. Oh, wow. Same huts, a lot of the same team, and then instead of carrying patients down in toboggans, we have kind of a litter. It's a big, huge wheel, and then they sit or lay down in the basket.
Mm-hmm. You know, talking to you, Lexa Johnson, I feel like, you know, throwing myself down the stairs over there just so I can come get some some service from you.
I can take care of you anytime.
Cool.
Injections or x-rays, whatever you need.
Yeah, okay. So no appendage too small, no pain too big?
Exactly.
Something like that?
Exactly. Come and see us. We have x-ray capability. We have all the casting material. So if you did fall down the stairs and break your wrist, you can come and
fix you up right there on the spot.
We can fix you up. And then we also have a really robust team of specialists. We have a foot and ankle surgeon that comes over. We have a hand and elbow specialist that comes. We have spine care. So I can see you and get you in the hands of exactly who needs to be treating you and following up.
How about a right thumb specialist? My right thumb hurts.
I have a person for you.
You do? I knew you would. Okay. We're definitely going over there. Lexa, is there anything else you want our listeners to know? Do you guys have a website?
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way to contact the office?
Our office phone number is 970-364-2070. Our website is steamboatortho.com. And then we have appointments available every day, Monday through Friday. We are there. We're happy to see you. Just give us a call.
Insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, anything like that?
We do. We take Medicare, Medicaid, all types of insurance. We're happy to work with you, whatever the situation is, and we always have someone there to see you.
Okay. I want to make sure I didn't forget anything. Okay. I think you covered it all.
Thank you.
You did a great job. Do you want to say anything else?
I'm just really thankful to be in this county and love being part of this county. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in and let us know how we can help you.
Okay, now you get to introduce the song that you picked out for us to hear.
Oh, yes.
Which is great because we love requests.
Yes.
It's Nikki Lane.
Send the Sun. She played at the resort 2 years ago and does a great job with live concerts.
All right. Lexa, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you
great
for having me.
Great talking to you. Okay.